Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome people. This is Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to early retirement, and I'm pumped you're here. Ever feel like time's slipping through your fingers faster than a greased piglet at a county fair? We've all been there, right? But guess what? You can reclaim those precious minutes, hours, even days, and build the financial freedom you deserve. Today's episode is all about conquering procrastination when it comes to your money. Because let's face it, dealing with finances can sometimes feel like facing down a dragon, intimidating, scary, and something we'd rather avoid. But here's the deal, ignoring those pesky bills or delaying that investment won't make them disappear. It'll just leave you feeling more stressed and further from your goals. So, how do we tame this financial procrastination beast? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your money game. First off, acknowledge your procrastination triggers. We all have those sneaky little things that send us running for the hills when it comes to finances. Maybe it's the dreaded account statement mountain, or maybe it's just feeling overwhelmed by the sheer amount of information out there. Figure out what your personal procrastination kryptonite is, write it down. Awareness is the first step to kicking this habit to the curb. Next, break down big goals into bite-sized chunks. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run 26 miles on day one, right? Instead, you break it down into smaller, manageable runs. Same goes for your financial goals. Instead of getting bogged down by saving for retirement, which can feel daunting, focus on setting aside $50 each week. Those small wins add up over time and keep you motivated. Create a visual tracker. Ever see those progress bars in video games that fill up as you level up? We love seeing that visual representation of our success. Apply the same principle to your finances. Use a whiteboard, spreadsheet, or even a simple chart to track your savings, investments, or debt payoff progress. Seeing those numbers climb is incredibly motivating. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We're all guilty of focusing on what we haven't achieved yet. But guess what? You deserve to celebrate every milestone along the way. Whether it's reaching your weekly savings goal, paying off a credit card, or finally starting that investment portfolio, take time to acknowledge your accomplishments. And lastly, surround yourself with positive financial influences. This could be reading books about personal finance, listening to podcasts like this one, wink wink, or connecting with friends who are already crushing their financial goals. Remember, we're stronger together. Now, let me tell you a quick story. A few years back, I was guilty of the dreaded financial procrastination syndrome myself. I knew I needed to start saving for retirement, but every time I thought about it, my brain would go on autopilot and switch to reruns of Friends. Sound familiar? Eventually, I realized that ignoring the problem wasn't going to magically make it disappear. So, what did I do? I took a deep breath, acknowledged my procrastination triggers, hello, Netflix, and started small. I set up automatic transfers to my retirement account each month, out of sight, out of mind. Then, I tracked my progress on a simple spreadsheet and celebrated every milestone along the way. Guess what? It made all the difference. Listen, financial freedom isn't about magic tricks or overnight success stories. It's about taking small, consistent steps every day to move closer to your goals. And remember, you don't have to do it alone. I'm here with you every step of the way, providing tips, insights, and a whole lot of encouragement. So, are you ready to ditch the procrastination dragon and take control of your finances? Start by identifying your triggers and break down those big goals into manageable chunks. Visualize your success, celebrate those wins, and surround yourself with positive financial influences. You got this. And remember, if you ever need a pep talk or a friendly reminder that you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, hit me up in the comments below. Until next time, keep hustling, keep learning, and most importantly, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.